With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The Department of Agriculture's National Agriculture Statistics Service, which is also known as NAS, recently released the 2017 Census of Agriculture State and County Profiles. Those profiles provide a summary or a better snapshot of key pieces of information for land, farms, market value of ag products sold, rankings, and even producer characteristics. Amanda Dawson is with NAS and says the information that the USDA provides helps support better decision-making.
So we produce state and county profiles every 5 years when we produce census results. And basically the data on these profiles really allow the farmers to understand agriculture in their specific state, their county, or even their communities and geographic areas that they're interested in. And it's really important to understand that for new and beginning farmers and even young producers, they have the opportunity to take a look at these profiles and maybe develop new strategies or increase agriculture in a way that will help them and their communities, and it'll even help them when they evaluate their current agribusiness plans.
The profiles, she says, are a quick way to see what's going on with ag in your state and your county, and also to show the value of ag at a local level. Now, there will be more results coming. On the 26th of this month, NAS will release the congressional district profiles and rankings. You can find out more at usda.gov. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.